National Children's Book Week has been celebrated in November since 1919, thanks to the spirited leadership of Frederick Melcher, the editor of Publishers Weekly at the time, who argued that such an annual event was necessary because it put the cause of children's reading squarely before the whole community and community by community across the whole nation. For a great nation is a reading nation. These are still fine and fiery words 80 years later. The theme of this year's celebration is plant a seed, read, an apt metaphor because reading is one of the primary ways for rooting the imagination. Even books for very young children need to keep this in mind instead of dismissing toddlers and preschoolers as a rather passive audience, only in need of a few brightly colored images to keep it occupied. The new crop of baby and toddler books are full of surprises. Not only have old standards like Goodnight Moon and Runaway Bunny been adapted for the very young, along with board book versions of the Curious George stories, but gifted artists like Rosemary Wells in her Max and Ruby books have been producing mini masterpieces for years with her simple texts that celebrate the daily complexities of young children's lives with deep sympathy and generous good humor. This year, Ship Ahoy by Peter Sis updates the premise of Harold and the Purple Crayon with the wordless adventures of a boy who, consigned to the couch while his mother is vacuuming, invents a fleet of sailing craft to take him on a journey of the imagination. Chuck Murphy's clever Bow Wow and Black Cat White Cat play with shapes and gestures using pop-ups of dogs and cats to make the learning of these basic concepts a fascinating game. But perhaps the most beguiling of all of these early books is The Very Lonely Firefly by Eric Carle, the same artist who did one of the posters for Book Week this year of a tulip lost in a tome. The firefly is in search of his own kind, and after a series of adventures with other nightlights and some pretty scary animals, he finally finds what he's looking for. And when you turn with a child to that last ingenious page with its tiny flickering lights, you'll have helped to plant that seed of the imagination.